3 years after developing an arduous redevelopment plan throughout the city, Huntington has been named America's Best Community. The title, awarded last month, comes with a $3 million grand prize.
Here we go. The big winner, $3 million. Huntington, West Virginia.
That's the sound of Huntington being named America's Best Community last month in Denver, Colorado. It was the culmination of a three-year process that inspired the development of the Huntington Innovation Project. The plan outlines three projects that aim to revitalize communities and the improvement of broadband throughout Huntington. But what happens now that the city has won the competition?
Our goal was to use this money as leverage to move each project to its next phase, to identify within that project what is the next critical step. For example, do we want to apply for a $500,000 grant from whatever, and can we will use this money as match if, for example, we can't raise the money through a philanthropic process.
That's Margaret Mary Lane, who used to be the city manager. She volunteered during the competition, working as a liaison between the city and the nonprofit Foundation for the Tri-State to help the city obtain the title. The organization will hold award funds and oversee how the money is used. Mary Whitten Wiseman is the director of the foundation. She says success breeds more success, and she hopes this grant will be used to leverage a lot more community investment.
People want to give more money there because they give a little money and they've seen what that little money has done. So it's a matter of funding someone who's already successful and showing what can happen when someone who's successful, who is well organized, can take the money you've given and create something really good. Then you have the story to tell other communities.
Huntington is already collecting these stories. The city already won $150,000 in the preliminary rounds of the America's Best Community contest and was able to turn that into almost $13 million through donations and grants. But there's a lot more work to do. Former city manager Margaret Mary Lane says the hope is that the title can turn $3 million into much more.
The truth is, the designation alone, that is a national designation, is going to open up doors to foundations, national foundations, to federal dollars, to state dollars, and to individuals from this state and this community that would never have been open before.
There are three projects the city hopes to tackle with this latest round of competition awards. Renovating the Fairfield neighborhood is a priority, especially along 16th Street from the interstate into the city. The goal there is to create a health corridor between Cowell-Huntington Hospital and Marshall University, an extension of medical and university facilities stretching towards each other. The city also wants to turn abandoned manufacturing sites in the Highline neighborhood back into commercial and manufacturing developments. Another priority is improving the Westmoreland neighborhood with a job incubator site at a facility called West Edge. The final piece is turning the city into a gigabit city, which means that the deployment of high-speed broadband connecting the different economic projects in the city. Each of the projects could take millions of dollars.
Remember how we done that? So you line it up right on the bottom.
That's the sound of students being taught careers in woodworking. The West Edge Incubator also teaches students in how to install solar panels. The focus of West Edge is to provide alternate career opportunities for those who have been laid off or are having trouble finding work. Brandon Dennison is the executive director of the Coalfield Development Corporation, which runs the West Edge facility. He says the title of Best Community will help take the old clothing factory to the next step.
Now what's going to happen, because of the leveraging, and I think because of future support that we can attract based on the ABC win, you know, we've been doing this place on a shoestring, just little bit by little bit. And now I think we'll have the resources to really take the grand visions that have been in our head and make them a tangible reality.
Those grand visions include the development of more job incubator opportunities in addition to the woodworking workshop and solar training areas, and creating a space where members of the Westmoreland neighborhood fellowship over music and arts. Meanwhile, over in the Highlawn community, Executive Director for the Municipal Development Authority, Tom Bell, has already secured $600,000 in grants through the Environmental Protection Agency to help clean up abandoned industrial sites. Discussions are underway with new developers with plans to bring manufacturing back to the area, as well as shopping centers and a possible baseball field. the contest funds will help leverage more grant money to speed up soil remediation.
Timing is a very important thing. When people are ready to go, you have to be ready for them. You can't say, well, now it's going to be two more years before, because they want to spend their money now when they're in the mood. And so you have to have these sites available.
Huntington Mayor Steve Williams has a vision of what Huntington could become. He says it's the potential here and the hope that helps secure winning the competition. Ultimately, he believes investing in these projects will help address some of the root causes of the drug and crime issues that Huntington wrestles with.
You know, there's some folks that are content to sit up in the cheap seats and just talk about the problems rather than rolling up their sleeves and getting in and actually working to resolve the problems. A revitalization plan is intended to fix those things that are not functioning the way they should or are broken.
Williams and his team hope winning the America's Best Community Competition is just the beginning of a reinvented, healthier Huntington. The Best Community Competition was sponsored by Frontier, Dish Network, CoBank, and the Weather Channel. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.